Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The California Highway Patrol is investigating another early morning single vehicle collision that sent the driver to the hospital with serious injuries. CHP officers and an ambulance crew responded to the accident site on Singley Hill Road early yesterday morning after the driver, Giovanni DeGuano of Ferndale, flipped his Jeep. The CHP suspects DeGuano was traveling at an unsafe rate of speed, and that impairment may have played a role in the collision. The investigation into the cause continues. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies arrested a man found to be in possession of 250 grams of psilocybin mushrooms, street value of $180. Deputies stopped to investigate a vehicle parked behind a church in Mendocino Township. After smelling marijuana, deputies searched the car. They found Brendan Shine in possession of the mushrooms, and he reportedly told deputies he intended to share them with others at parties because he likes to have fun. Shine was booked into county jail, and the mushrooms were seized. The Westside Community Improvement Association will hold a community meeting tonight, complete with a free dinner from 5:30 until 9 to discuss what the association should do with the Jefferson School building. Suggestions range from creating a park, a community kitchen, to a library, and City Manager David Tyson expects the association to be back in front of the city with their plans in the coming weeks, once they finish getting the necessary permits.
They have received a grant to retrofit the building and to do their park improvements. They're going through the CEQA process of the building and their project, and they are also looking for a conditional use permit. So there is a process ahead of them.
And once the permitting is done, it's back to the city, as Tyson explains.
We expect that to be in the front of the Planning Commission sometime, either the Planning Commission of December or January, and then that would give the Westside Group the opportunity then to move forward with their improvements once, of course, they secure building permits and those kinds of things. But my understanding is once they have those entitlements, then they can start drawing down their dollars and cents from the grant that they receive from the state of California.
The workshop scheduled for tonight is open to the public. For more information, contact the association. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
If you are hoping to have fresh crab on the table by early December, you're going to have to show some patience. Citing tests done in October and earlier this month, the state director of Fish and Game has delayed the crab fishing season on the North Coast until at least December 16th. The testing done on the crabs indicated they need more time to graze in their underwater pastures to fatten up a bit more before being scooped up into a local fisherman's net. Crab fishing along the Oregon coast has also been delayed until the crabs pack on a few more ounces of meat. Last week, the Six Rivers National Forest announced that Christmas tree cutting permits were available, but if the thought of trekking through the woods to find the perfect pine for the living room makes you shiver, contact the College of the Redwoods. The school's Agricultural Leadership Club will sell both Christmas trees and poinsettias at the greenhouse on the main campus south of Eureka. There will be 250 trees available for purchase, including noble firs, classic nobles, and Nordmans. They range in height from 6 to 9 feet. The greenhouse will be open every Saturday from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. That starts December 1st. And for more information, contact the Agricultural Leadership Council on campus. With a KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.